coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand these things. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm setting the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, worth hearing.
This is the continuation of the message, Prevailing Prayer.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Because man is finding out what God said all the time. It's been there. They just didn't know it. They were waiting. If you don't cultivate that ground, what you're going to have will be weeds, thorns, thistles. That's all. You're not going to have a crop. If you want to have a crop, you've got to have dominion, exercise dominion over the ground. And the Bible says that God gave man dominion over the whole earth. So exercise dominion. Get rid of the weeds. Till the ground. And demand what you want by sowing the right seed. And if that ground's not good enough, like we studied, some ground can be harsh. What do? You change it? You reculture it? All that is possible now. You can grow anything what you want. It doesn't matter. If you don't like, if they say, oh, you know, for climatic reasons, then we'll create another atmosphere. That's what you do. That's what you do. Hallelujah. Now, I said all that to say this. If man can understand this so naturally, because now he understands the principles, don't you understand that that's the same thing in the realm of the spirit? All truth is parallel. That's what Maricelli said. I believe it. All truth is parallel. Because the Bible says so. Since we can understand spiritual things by looking at the natural. Why is it so? Because the Bible tells us God made this earth as a shadow of heaven. And so the earth is full of the goodness of God. Isn't that amazing? But what you hear today, a lot of people only experience all the evil in this world. Yet the Bible says that this earth is full of the goodness of God. They're not concerned about the goodness. You want to find the goodness of God, you find it. You want to be concerned about that and see that in your life, you see it. But too many find only the evil. And then he tells us, if you will only let me help you. Now what he said? That I'll make you rich. Praise God. So, the first and important, most important part of this harvest, we want to create the harvest, meaning you want to take charge and produce a crop anytime. First thing is prayer. We call it prevailing prayer. The first thing is prevailing prayer. That's number one. See, the first thing is prevailing prayer. Prevailing prayer. That's what you need. That's the number one thing you need.
More to come as Pastor Chris teaches on prevailing prayer. Learn the principles of prevailing prayer. Prayer doesn't change God. Prevailing prayer is not the prayer, I pray and walk away. The value of a soul is the value of the life of Jesus. In this next segment, be elevated to a higher level of reality in God's Word as Pastor Chris expounds on this truth.
Now, prayer does not change God. It is very important that you put that down. It doesn't change God, because you see, you have to consider the benevolence of God and His providence. Okay? Already manifested in His Word and manifested around us to let us know God is predisposed to doing good. Always wants to do good. Always. And God is caring. God is kind. And when we want a spiritual harvest like this, we want to change lives, we want to bring good to bear upon a situation, we have to understand from the standpoint of God's benevolence. We have to understand it from God, who is good and ready to help and bless, because in the first place, He was the one who wanted everything to go well with us. It was God who loved the world and sent His Son to die to save us. It wasn't us who called on God and said, "We need your salvation. Can you send somebody?" See, it wasn't us who called for salvation. It was God who wanted to save us. So when we start praying for God to save the lost, for God to save that sinner, for God, we're not changing anything. God always wanted that man saved. It's not us who are trying to get God to save the man. He already did everything He needed to do before we came on the scene. See that? So we can't say we're trying to get God to save somebody. But our prayer, see, our prayer doesn't change God. But our prayer makes it consistent for God to do whatever He would want to do, which it was inconsistent for Him to do had we not prayed. When we pray, it does not change God, because God's already good, and God's already willing, and God's already made provision. Okay? So when we pray, it doesn't change Him, but it makes it consistent for Him to do for us, through us, or on our behalf, whatever He would have done, but it was inconsistent for Him to have done it had we not prayed. Let's put it this way. Here's a guy that's robbing and stealing and killing. And it is inconsistent for God's nature of goodness and justice to pick this man, even though Jesus has died for him already, even though all the good that God will do for him has been done in the legal stratosphere. He's already done it. Now, God, it is inconsistent with His nature to go ahead and pick this man, as terrible as he is now, and lead him into the way of blessing, because he's done so much evil, even though it was paid for, but he hasn't changed. Because I'm praying for him, God is not going to bring forth new salvation. But it is not consistent for a God who is that holy and kind and just to reach out to this wicked man. Because I'm praying, it becomes consistent because of my prayer for God to reach this man and say, "He's praying for you." And extend specific grace toward this man because I prayed. Can you see it now? That's how we change people's lives. And guess what? The beautiful thing about this is that we can actually do it for any sinner. as long as we're specific. We can do it for anybody if we will do what we should do, which is called prevailing prayer. You know what prevailing prayer is? I'm going to read it to you in a moment. It's not the prayer you pray and walk away. No, it's not the prayer you pray and just walk away. This is that kind of prayer that weighs heavily on your heart until it's as though your heart is bleeding. It just can't leave you. Every now and then your mind goes back to that fellow that you're praying for. You are wrestling for his soul. You are literally wrestling for his soul. Oh, there were times that maybe I was praying for an individual or praying even for a group. And it was as though I had a very serious exam coming. You understand? No matter what I was doing, once it came to my mind, I was disturbed. I had to go and pray again. And I would pray until that thing happens. It'll weigh on my mind heavily. Heavily. As though there's a disturbance. And then maybe I'm doing anything else, you know, just normal. Then every once in a while, it's back in there. Because it's not done yet. It's not done yet. And then I'm praying. I'm pouring out my heart before God and I'm praying with tears and I'm weeping and crying to God. It's got to be done. You see, because I'm praying for somebody. It's called intercession. Okay? You're interceding. You're filling the gap, standing in the gap for that one. Okay? And you're praying and praying and praying. And your heart is not free yet. And until it is free, I just can't go. Sometimes it has taken days, sometimes weeks, sometimes months. You just know it's there. You can't stop. You can't stop until there's a testimony.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794 or participate in our online church at www.cebeninzone1.org on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@lovell360.com. God bless you.